Welcome to Tesla Daily News podcast on January 1st, 2026. Today we're talking about a rare Tesla move that just reset delivery expectations, fresh Cybercab timing from Elon Musk, a major Shanghai production milestone, what's changing at Gigafactory Berlin, and a new hardware security headline investors should not ignore. Let's start with the biggest near-term stock catalyst, deliveries. Hook. Tesla just did something it almost never does, and it has investors bracing for a softer fourth quarter. Context, for Tesla, quarterly deliveries are still the most important top-of-funnel data point for revenue and near-term narrative. When delivery expectations move, analyst models move, and Tesla tends to re-rate quickly. Details, Tesla posted an analyst consensus roundup on its investor relations page showing average expectations of about 422,850 deliveries for the fourth quarter. That would be down roughly 15% versus the same period last year. The market reaction was immediate, shares slipped again, and the story here is less about a single red quarter and more about the possibility of a second consecutive year of annual delivery decline. Impact. If deliveries come in around that level, it reinforces the idea that growth is no longer guaranteed without new products, new affordability, or a major step change in autonomy revenue. That can pressure valuation multiples, especially when Tesla is priced like a high-growth tech name. It also raises questions on pricing power and margins, because demand softness typically invites incentives. Takeaway. Heading into the delivery print, investors should watch two things, how much of the shortfall is geography-driven, and whether Tesla is leaning on price cuts or incentives that could compress automotive gross margin next quarter. Next up, Tesla's big autonomy product timeline is getting more specific. Hook. Elon Musk says the Cybercab production ramp is targeted to start in April of 2026. Context. Cybercab is central to Tesla's long-term bull case because it's tied to high-margin software and fleet economics, not just one-time vehicle sales. But it's also a credibility test because timelines have slipped before. Details. Multiple reports point to Musk confirming an April start for the Cybercab production ramp at the Texas Gigafactory. The vehicle is described as having no steering wheel and no pedals, which implies Tesla is aiming for a true robotaxi platform rather than a consumer car with optional autonomy. Another key number circulating, talk of scaling to very high volume in 2026, with some references suggesting aggressive capacity goals. Impact. If Tesla actually ramps Cybercab on anything close to schedule, analysts will start pulling forward robotaxi revenue scenarios, and the market will likely price in more platform value. But there's a big dependency, regulatory approval, demonstrated safety performance, and real-world autonomy capability that can operate without human supervision. Takeaway. Treat April as a milestone date to watch, not a guarantee of immediate revenue. The most stock-relevant question is whether Tesla can show measurable progress toward a commercial, regulated, driverless service, not just a prototype line. Now let's talk about what Tesla is doing right, manufacturing scale. Hook. Tesla says its global 9 millionth electric vehicle just rolled off the line, and it happened in Shanghai. Context. Shanghai remains Tesla's most efficient large-scale plant, and it's a key export hub. When Shanghai is strong, Tesla's cost position and delivery flexibility usually improve. Details. Reports say Tesla marked the global 9 millionth EV produced, and the vehicle was a Model Y built at Gigafactory Shanghai. There's also mention of a new internal production record over a six-month period, highlighting sustained throughput. Impact. Production milestones don't automatically lift the stock, but they matter because they signal manufacturing stability. That stability is the foundation for margin recovery if demand returns, and it supports Tesla's ability to respond quickly to regional demand shifts. Takeaway. Shanghai strength is a plus for cost leadership, but investors still need to reconcile that with the softer delivery expectations we just discussed. High output only helps if Tesla can sell profitably. Let's shift to Europe. Hook. Tesla is signaling confidence that it can increase production again at Gigafactory Berlin in 2026, even as the German EV market remains challenging. Context, Europe has become more competitive and more price-sensitive, with local players and Chinese brands putting pressure on volume and margins. Details, reporting from Germany quotes leadership at the Grünheide plant expecting another production increase in 2026. The emphasis is that Tesla is planning to grow output despite a difficult market backdrop. Impact, if Berlin can raise volume while maintaining quality and cost discipline, it helps Tesla reduce shipping and tariff exposure and improves responsiveness in the European market. But ramping production into weak demand can also create inventory pressure or force pricing actions. Takeaway. Watch for signs that Tesla's Berlin expansion is demand-led rather than capacity-led. For investors, the key metric is not just cars produced, but margin per car delivered in Europe. Now, a supply chain headline that looks small on the surface, but speaks to the Cybertruck economics and Tesla's procurement leverage. Hook, a reported battery material supply deal tied to Tesla, was revised from multi-billion dollar headlines to essentially negligible value. Context: Cybertruck demand and production cadence matter because it's a newer platform with different materials and manufacturing complexity, and suppliers often price contracts based on expected volume. Details: One report says a supplier revised the value of a previously announced Tesla cathode supply agreement from roughly $2.9 billion down to just a few thousand dollars. Impact: Even if this is mostly a contract technicality, it feeds a broader narrative. Cybertruck volume may not be matching early expectations, and Tesla may be renegotiating aggressively. For investors, it raises questions about product mix and whether Tesla's next growth driver is truly trucks, or whether the real growth bet has shifted to autonomy and energy. Takeaway: Keep an eye on Cybertruck production and order momentum. Supplier contract revisions can be an early signal of a demand or strategy change. Finally, a risk item that could get louder. Hook: A newly discussed exploit of NVIDIA's Tegra X2 chip reportedly affects older Tesla autopilot hardware, and the claim is that the vulnerability can't be patched in the traditional way. Context: Investors often focus on autonomy upside, but autonomy also increases Tesla's exposure to cybersecurity and safety scrutiny. Hardware-level issues are especially sensitive because they can be difficult or impossible to fix without physical intervention. Details: The report suggests a security researcher demonstrated a full compromise of the Tegra X2 secure boot mechanism and that devices using it, including systems described as Autopilot 2 and 2.5, could be vulnerable if an attacker has physical access via USB. Impact: This is not the same as remote hacking at scale, because physical access is a constraint. But it still matters. Fleet trust, regulatory optics, and potential costs to mitigate or harden older vehicles. Any escalation in safety investigations tied to software or hardware integrity can weigh on sentiment. Takeaway: The investor lens here is risk management. Watch whether Tesla comments, whether mitigations are announced, and whether regulators take interest. All right, let's wrap it up. Today's big themes are pretty clear. Near-term delivery expectations have turned cautious. Tesla is pushing the Cybercab timeline with an April production ramp target. Manufacturing scale in Shanghai keeps compounding. Berlin is aiming to grow again. And there's a reminder that autonomy comes with cybersecurity headline risk. For tomorrow, the main thing to watch is delivery chatter and last-minute channel checks heading into the official quarterly number, plus any incremental detail from Tesla or regulators on robotaxi readiness. If you found this useful, subscribe to Tesla Daily News Podcast for your daily, investor-focused Tesla roundup, and follow for the next episode tomorrow.